Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the information on that. Appreciate it. Well, that's a good story that you have as well, Ricky. It's great to hear that you were influenced somewhat by CB. And you said that your buddy, he's an amateur radio operator as well. So how did you, was he already an amateur radio operator, and then you thought that was kind of cool and decided to jump in and get your feet wet as well?
Penetrating Genesee.
Oh, yes. That person, candidate CLL, that guy, that was him. That was actually my best friend chiming in there. So, yeah. So he basically got his license just before I did, I think in October. And then he encouraged me to get my license, and I thought it was interesting. Like, I said to myself, oh, I want to talk to people on the radio, too. So I started studying, like I said, on ham radio prep. And then I got my license. And now I have my license. Sometimes me and Jason, like, sometimes like to rag chew on some repeaters, like, just chat a lot. Because we chat a lot on, like, Messenger, Facebook Messenger as well. Like, I've been friends with him for, like, 6 years. I met him back in fifth grade, so he's my best friend. So, yeah. So, basically, yeah, that's how he got me into radio and convinced me that it was a good hobby. And it is. It really is. So, yeah, that's my story, basically.
Penetrating Genesee.
Well, that's pretty awesome. You're going to have a lot of fun, Ricky, in the years to come. And, just take your time and enjoy the moment. There is so many opportunities to learn so much in amateur radio that I don't think you will ever get bored, because there are just so many avenues of communication that you can go down. And, if you ever decide to, with Echolink, you can already make contacts all over the world with Echolink. You can do Echolink on your phone. And, these are, you can go from that to satellites to, and you could do satellites really with the radio that you have, if it's a combination VHF, UHF, you just have a lot of avenues you can go down. It takes a really inexpensive antenna, and you can satellites, and that's it's just standing out in your backyard pointing an antenna at the sky and making a contact with a satellite's repeater, and you can be talking with somebody on the other side of the country.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can.
KF8CLL, am I coming through? I'm using Echolink. My radio wasn't quite cutting the repeater. Yeah, I'm coming through now. All right, I'll let you go back to Ricky. Back to Ricky.
This is KF8CTV. Yes, Jason, your signal is coming through just fine. Little quiet, but yeah, I understood what you said. So, anywho, yeah, that'd be really cool to point my antenna, try to make contact on the satellites. I know Jason, the guy that was just there, he tried contacting the ISS once, but I think he could explain it better than I could, but I know he tried contacting the ISS once, but it didn't quite work. He got some SSTV image back, not sure what the image was, But I'm pretty sure he said he was, like, on the wrong frequency or something. But, yeah, so, yeah, that'd be pretty cool to contact satellites. That'd be nice. So, yeah. All right, back to Kirk.
Penetrating Genesee.
Yeah, okay. Jason, your call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Is that Tango, Lima, Lima, or Charlie, Lima, Lima? Go ahead, Jason.